How will our everyday lives be changed by artificial intelligence? We're just beginning to get glimpses of how this remarkable technology will impact ordinary people. And one of the sharpest observers of the coming wave is Marumita Murjia, author of the new book, Code Dependent, Living in the Shadow of AI. Marumita is an award-winning Indian-British journalist and commentator who's currently AI editor at the Financial Times. Here she is to share five of her big ideas.
Hi, I'm Marumita Murjia. I'm the author of Code Dependent and the AI editor of the Financial Times, where I lead our coverage of the subject globally. Code Dependent is a culmination of the journey I embarked upon more than 10 years ago, where I began to write about the rise of a powerful technology known as artificial intelligence and its impact on our world. But ultimately, it is a story about us, humans, and our amazing resilience, creativity, and capacity to adapt to change. I'm going to share with you five key insights from my book. Insight 1. Human stories matter. I wrote this book because I found that in a decade of reporting on AI, there were very few stories of real people who had been affected by the technology and the consequences of their entanglements with AI. The ones I did read were almost never from outside the Western world. I've spent much of my journalistic career chronicling the fortunes of corporate giants like Google and Meta, who have refined the gushing data reserves pouring into their platforms, generated by billions of people around the world, and turned them into products. From story after story, I discovered how a handful of engineers in Silicon Valley had an outsized impact on those billions in far-flung corners of the world, shaping everything from personal relationships to our ideas of democracy. Code Dependent is less about the creators of these technologies and more about the rest of us, the ordinary people whose daily lives have been transformed by AI software. These stories of gig workers, doctors, poets, parents, activists, and refugees are drawn from 9 countries, ranging from the US and the UK to China, India, Kenya, and Argentina. This book is my attempt to make this invisible world of people's encounters with AI tangible for readers. My hope is that Code Dependent will foster a deeper understanding of the realities of AI today and start important conversations about how we can learn to live alongside this powerful technology. Insight 2. Spotlighting those in the shadows. When I started reporting this book, I was agnostic about whose stories I would choose. I went looking for nuanced encounters of AI and people, between AI and people around the world. But over the course of reporting, it became clear that many of the stories I was uncovering belonged to people at the fringes. People of color, those living in poverty, women, migrants, refugees, religious minorities. In Kenya and Bulgaria, I spent time with a community of data labelers, a hidden workforce of laborers in the global south, who helped to train and shape AI systems that we all interact with, made by Meta, OpenAI, Walmart, and Tesla. In Amsterdam, Diana Sadjo, an immigrant and single mother, finds her sons on a list curated by algorithm that predicts that her sons would go on to commit serious crimes in the future. Those contributing to AI out of sight and those adversely affected by it are often marginalized, while advantages conferred by the technology are often enjoyed by privileged majorities. These stories show us where tech fails and why. When societal biases are reflected or woven through into AI software, when technology is implemented thoughtlessly and without the contribution and voices of the communities it impacts, and where human agency is devalued. Insight 3. The myth of techno-solutionism. The idea that we can fix anything and everything with technology, in this case AI, is inherent to how AI and tech entrepreneurs see the world. They view AI as a solution to some of society's biggest challenges, including disease, climate change, poverty, to name a few. But this belief often runs into dead ends again and again when I examined how AI worked in practice. For example, in Salta, a small town in northern Argentina, an AI project designed together with Microsoft and local government agency tried to predict with 86% accuracy which teenage girls would go on to get pregnant in a low-income community on the city's outskirts. The AI system, though, ended up marking 1 in 3 families as likely to have a teen pregnancy, showing simply that community-wide interventions, like better investment into social support and employment opportunities, were needed. And they didn't have to collect intimate and invasive data from young girls in that neighborhood to prove it. Insight 4. The importance of human agency. In one of the most uplifting stories that I uncovered, I spent time speaking with Dr. Ashita Singh, a doctor in rural India who served a population of indigenous communities in India, known as the Bheel tribe, and provided healthcare to those who needed it the most. Dr. Singh was also testing and helping develop an AI system that could diagnose tuberculosis simply by looking at an image of an X-ray. Dr. Singh taught me about the importance of preserving human agency and expertise as we move to automating the most human parts of our society, from criminal justice to education and healthcare. She showed how the work of the best doctors wasn't to be replaced but augmented, and how gaps could be filled using AI technologies, but how the human aspects of care, being able to listen, empathize, and speak with patients, could never be replaced by technology. In my book, I also uncover the importance of accountability. The question of who holds the pen at the end of the day when AI systems start to go wrong. When they make errors, as statistical systems are wont to do, who ultimately is accountable for these harms that come out of these errors and in these systems? We see how it can weaken human agency when I explore the stories of deepfakes, particularly deepfake pornography. In my chapter focused on the women who have been affected by this, I heard from Helen Mort, a poet in Northern England, and Noelle Martin, a student in Sydney, Australia, who talk about the deep personal impact that deepfake pornography has had on their lives and how it made them feel not just vulnerable, but weak because of the lack of human agency in trying to correct the harms of deepfakes. But through these stories, you also see how human agency can be strengthened, particularly in the collective. I look at gig work, where you see unions and activists coming together to fight back against faceless AI systems, an unexpected side effect of automation. Insight 5, data colonialism and global participation. One of the threads running through my book is the idea of data colonialism, where a few powerful players are able to exploit and extract, in this case, data, not just from people in the global south or other poorer parts of the world, but also from people even in Western countries and other parts of the world who are weakened. For example, creatives whose writing, music, and images and art have been scraped to build generative AI systems. This concept of data colonialism, which was proposed by the academic Nick Caldrey, shows how power will only be further concentrated in the era of AI as more and more data is extracted from people around the world who don't often see the upside of the technologies. And it serves as a warning about how we can look towards resolving these issues. For me, the big takeaway, the solution even to this problem of extractivism, was including more voices in shaping the world that we want to see alongside AI. Through these stories, my biggest takeaway was how the more diverse voices we include, and that includes people from non-Western countries, people from religious minorities, migrants, rural and urban citizens, the more holistic, the more positive the outcomes of AI systems can be. But my quest to find out how AI had transformed the lives of people across the world had changed me too. I found that the most inspirational parts of the stories that I uncovered were not the sophisticated algorithms and their outputs, but the human beings that were using and adapting to the technology. the doctors, scientists, gig workers, and creatives who represent the very best of us. And while I remain actively optimistic about the potential value of AI, I believe that no matter how exceptional a tool is, it only has utility when it preserves human dignity. And so my ultimate hope for AI isn't that it creates a new, upgraded species without the messiness of humanity, but that it helps us ordinary, flawed humans live our best and happiest lives. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy my book.
Thank you, Marumita. That was Marumita Murgia with 5 Big Ideas from Code Dependent, Living in the Shadow of AI. Also check out our book bite for The Singularity is Nearer, When We Merge with AI by Ray Kurzweil. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.